This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy Veterans Day. I know we did a best of show that day because I decided I was not going to work on Veterans Day. And happy birthday to the Marines, a day celebrated every November the 10th. And I was out and about on the 10th, but every time I saw a Marine, it was like, welcome, buddy. Glad you guys are here. Glad you guys are with us. Anyway, welcome to all of you. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 is where you can find out more about us. You could also call the show. Yeah, Veterans Day, Marine Corps birthday. I got to tell you, as a proud American, I these days come up, and you know, I hate to say this, but it's true. I think to myself, these guys are protecting. There's half, not half this country. There's a third of this country that shouldn't fall under the protection of our Marines and our veterans and any of our armed forces because they are anti-American. And it bothers me. It really does. Because we could be, I just want you to think for one second how strong we could be if we collectively got together to do the right thing. Now, Democrats and leftists would argue, well, you should have done that under Obama. No. Why would we do that under a guy who hates our country, whose wife said, for the first time in my adult life, I'm proud because America elected her bony butt president, bony butt husband as president. Why would we? Look, Melania Trump didn't have to say, this is the first time I was proud as in America, because it wasn't. She was proud the moment she got her citizenship, the moment her parents came over and got their citizenship, the moment she met a dyed-in-the-wool, true-blue American who put America first and said, make America great again, set his goals on becoming president and did it. She was proud everything leading up to that. The fact Donald Trump could have never been made president and Melania Trump would have been proud. She got a dude's attention who is an accomplished man. Good for her. Way to go, Melania. I ain't mad at you, girl. But these leftists are mad at everything. They got to find a reason to hate this country for some. Look at our colonialism. Really? So what? Do you know anything, any history about any of the other countries that we need to go to Europe? You want to talk about colonialism? Go look at what France did in Africa. Go look at what the Dutch did in Africa. Go look at what the Brits did in Africa and all over the world. What are you talking about? They want to run over to some country and have no history of it. Why? Then they go over there and go, holy cow, England did a lot of colonialism. Yeah, no kidding. Every rule has to apply to America that doesn't have to apply anywhere else. You want diversity? America needs to be diverse. Really? What about Africa? Give me a country in Africa. Should Somalia be diverse? Should Yemen be diverse? Should Tunisia be diverse? And how diverse should they be? What would make you happy? What number of indigenous white people can we lighten the country? Oh my gosh, man. Everywhere we go to colonialize, it's better. It's more civilized. People are happier. They're doing something. I have a friend. I've talked about him. His name is Mark. I won't give his last name, but Mark has freed over 1 million Ugandan women. Given them work. They now are the biggest voting bloc in Uganda. They are the middle class of Uganda. These women. Do you think these knuckleheads talk about it at all? Do you think they mention these types of projects that are going on every single day with philanthropic folks like you and me? I'm talking about conservatives that are out there doing it. You may not do 1 million. You may not free 1 million, but your family, if you're like mine, you may get take care of a family during Christmas or make sure Thanksgiving is given to two or three people or whatever. You do tons and you don't say a word about it. And these leftists run around, we're the people that do everything. We do it all. Look at us. They do nothing. And when they do stuff, you know why they do it? Because it makes them feel better so it can assuage all the guilt of the crap that they did. When you do it, you understand there, but by the grace of God go I. Come on, come with me, Christ followers. I'm not trying to preach. We're certainly not going to church today because it ain't Sunday. But I'm telling you, you are the people that do things with the understanding that I feel for my fellow man or woman because I could be that person. And but for the grace of God, the family I grew up in or the circumstances of my life, I don't have to go through that. But I can empathize. No, you don't feel sympathy. You feel empathy. You understand that people can sometimes be dealt a blow. But you don't sympathize. You're not like, oh, I feel sorry for that poor person that doesn't have a meal. No, you empathize and say, I understand what it means to not have a meal. Take a meal and go get your life together. They, on the other hand, they feel better. Oh, let me help black people because I'm more powerful. I feel better helping the poor blacks. Look at the black people I'm helping. And well, here's what's funny. If black people knew what white folks, these leftist white folks said about them, I helped the poor blacks. I helped them. Yeah, you know, the blacks on the other side of town. I helped them. Yes, I do. I feel so good about myself helping the poor indigenous black people. Look at you, Fred, for helping. You and Martha, you're amazing that you help the poor indigenous colored folk. That's how they feel about it. And black leftists are like, oh, give me more. Give me more. Can I have some more cheese? And they just stick their hands out for something. Not only will I give you cheese, I'll give you cable TV. I got cable. You're going to let me have cable? I'm going to get my hair dead and my nails. Whatever. They just so patronizingly, so condescendingly racist, it's ridiculous. But trust me, I'm telling you, tell black people what goes on at these parties and you'll get it. Because let me tell you, I have never sat amongst a group of Republicans where they were like, yeah, Kevin, I'm helping these poor black kids. They go, look, I'm helping kids and I'm hoping that they get their act together and, you know, we're trying to give them a leg up. Boom. And that's it. And it isn't about, you know, look at how great I am. You know, it's funny, the humility in which people help. I was listening to Mark tell a story about helping these million Ugandan women, and he tells a story like this. He says, you know, he goes, man, I've been fortunate in my life, and he goes, I'll be honest with you. He goes, I work so I can help them. It's a calling. And he's not saying, it isn't like, look at guys, I've helped a million people, and I look at how many I've helped. He says it like, man, there's millions more I got to help, you know? And you can sense it. He's just like, you know, I'm trying to get other people that want to come in and help me out. I'm going to help. I'm going to do a documentary on it and show you guys what's going on. Anyway, we've got a lot to talk about. We'll be back. Keep it here. You're listening to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
All the patriotic commercials. Hey, at least they're replacing these political commercials, for goodness sake. We got all these patriotic commercials going on and during Veterans Day. And leftist companies are all, hey, look at us. We love the military. Yeah. Capitalists to their rotten cores. But they'll decry capitalism as they make more money than God. The Starbucks of the world, the Facebooks and the Googles and the Apples, and they'll run all these commercials. Buy an Apple for a veteran. Veterans and Apple. You know, Starbucks and veterans. The guy at Starbucks, Howard Schultz, who wanted to hire terrorists. He wanted to hire a bunch. He was going to hire Muslim refugees over veterans, and it backfired so badly that he finally, okay, look, we won't hire terrorists, we'll hire veterans. How about that? Will that help you get back in Starbucks' good graces? Can't stand them all. Disingenuous pukes to their rotten cores. And they get mad when you tell them about themselves. As I've said, and I haven't said it in a while, you want to debate me, leftist? Call the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. I'm happy to debate you. Anytime, anywhere. I debated a bunch of lunatics on the streets of New York. I was up there recently, and I'm yelling out, Donald Trump. Trump is a man. They got a protest going on. Trump is a man. Not a one of them turned around. The tourists walking by, all over, and they're from all over the world. And you know why I wanted to do that? Because I didn't want the world to believe that we don't like Donald Trump. We got they do a protest in the middle of Times Square. Why? Because they're not protesting in Joe Schmo, Virginia. They're not protesting in blankety blank Minnesota or jinkety jank Ohio or bleep bleep Tennessee. No, they want to make it appear as though it's a big deal. Let's film it. Let's make it a big deal, and we'll show everybody. I say to conservatives, why aren't we in New York going, we're for Trump? Yeah, everybody in red, everybody talking about it, you know, going for Trump. Yeah, we're for Trump. Go to New York. Go to Chicago. I don't even care. Don't go there. Go to big places in Tennessee and let's, you know, somewhere where you feel comfortable and let's do the same thing. And let's show them that, that we're all about Donald Trump. And the reason for that is because once we do that, once it becomes cool to say I'm for Trump, it's over for the left. You have 2 years to say it's cool to be for Trump. I'm telling you, I'm giving you the risk factor. As a management consultant focused on risk, I'm telling you, if we don't make it cool to be for Donald Trump between now and the next 2 years where the Democrats can no longer hold that over us, we're done. This guy, Donald Trump, I'm not talking about like I'm some groupie. The man deserves it. He deserves it. You give me any indicator you want, I will compare it to what Barack Obama was doing in the same time frame, and Donald Trump is absolutely kicking butt and taking names. He stopped the kick butt. I'll call it the kick butt. You know, he don't need to open up any cans of whoop butt because his normal job is just doing it. He shut the whoop butt factory down because he doesn't need it anymore. His normal job, his day-to-day activities, just kick the butts of our foreign partners, as they like to call them. It kicks the butt of leftism. And you know what it does? It kicks their butt because it is built on success, a model that says, I'm going to do this by the book. I'm going to do this like a businessman. What are you talking about? Barack Obama, the worst president in history, and these clowns want to bring him up at every take. Oh, Michelle Obama wrote a book, and she's criticizing Donald Trump. Criticizing him for what? Oh, Donald Trump, he put a target on the back of my daughters. Donald Trump did nothing of the sort. You put a target on the back of your daughters. You and your rotten husband, baby black Jesus, and supposed black Camelot that was supposed to save America from racism. And what did they do? Made us the most Barack Obama and Michelle Obama made the most racist country in the world, and we had gotten over it. They created it. They made black people hate white people. They made women hate men. They made the LGBT hate the non-gays. They brood hate. It's like they sat in the White House and went, okay, we got a new shipment of hate. Let's stir it up into the pot. Don't even bring those clowns up to me and think I'm supposed to show them some respect. They don't care about this country. They didn't, and they still don't. Michelle Obama has some nerves as the first lady. I will never respect Donald Trump for what he did to my daughters. I will never respect you and your husband for what you did for this country, what you tried to do. And thankfully, we are too big to be ruined by a couple of racist blacks that want to get into power and then convert everybody into ethnocentric racists to go with them. Everything about them was about race and color. People ask me about this show. Let me tell you something. If I never had to talk about race and politics, I would be a happy camper. I'm a smart guy. I can talk about a lot of stuff. I can talk about fools because no matter what, we will have them. And I will talk about them. And if I didn't have to bring up white or black, if it was only American or un-American, I would be happy to have that conversation. I've told many people, you get rid of racism, and quite frankly, if you get rid of leftism in politics, I will go do something else. Democrats, you want to get rid of me? Y'all just shut the heck up. Shut the heck up and let us do what we do best, and I'll go away. I will happily go away. There are many things I'd rather do than this. Many. Nah, but you're not going to chase me away like you thought you did when I got fired from Fox. Yeah. I think part of the reason why I still do this show is because I'm letting Democrats know I ain't going anywhere. Because Lord knows it ain't for the money. President Trump's in Paris. He called himself an unabashed nationalist. And he says he put domestic and foreign policies of America before he puts anything else of America. Well, what about NATO? What about it? We contribute. But if you think NATO is going to run our military, you're wrong. We contribute. We contribute to the United Nations. But if you think the United Nations is going to run our country, you're wrong. You think you're going to screw us over in trade, you're wrong. It isn't going to happen. So people, oh, he called himself a nationalist. That's a white nationalist. No, it isn't. That's a nationalist. That is an American nationalist. And you know, the only person who would say it's a white nationalist, some weak-kneed sissy leftist who doesn't want to take pride in being an American. Well, then go. Go. We don't need you. I speak on behalf of all Americans. Not blacks, not whites, not Asians, not LGBT, whatever. If you're an American and you're a proud American and somebody says, what are you doing talking about all this nationalism? I'm talking about it because I'm proud of our country. And you can go. And then Macron in France, patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. Says who? Says who, you little French putts? There is nothing. There's patriotism and nationalism are one and the same. They are in this country. I don't know what he thinks. Who gives a crap what Macron thinks anyway? But the world has to report. Macron, he differs from Donald Trump. Who cares? You see, tell me anywhere in the world where anybody gives a crap about Macron. They don't even give a crap about Macron in France. We got more to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Epigenetics and the Sins of the Father. God Said, Man Said.com. U.S. colleges, new mental institutions. Close Satan's secret door. God Said, Man Said.com. Mummies and the Sons of Ham. Alcohol and Christians. Geologists say yes to crucifixion. God Said, Man Said.com. Which religion? Which Bible? Quantum physics to Adam's rib. Hours of text and streaming audio. God Said, Man Said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senator Bill Nelson's campaign filed a lawsuit today seeking to bar Florida's top election officials from rejecting unconventionally marked ballots. The lawsuit seeks to not disqualify ballots where selections are marked in different ways, so long as the voter's intention is clear. Celebrities who live in hard-hit areas of the California wildfires are stepping up to do what they can to help people and pets, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Actor James Woods helping with his Twitter account, using it to help people find their lost loved ones. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson announced on Tuesday that State Treasurer Eric Schmidt will become the next Missouri Attorney General starting in January. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Yes, Kevin. You are the best thing that radio has. I remember you in New York with Hannity. We spoke downstairs. Kevin, I love your show. I wish you'd be there for hours, like Mike, whatever his name is. I'd love to hear you. You give it and say it like it is. My name is Sonia. I'm from New York City. I'm down right by Hannity. I'm by the Trump Tower. I'm here on vacation in Florida right now. Have a good night. My name is Sonia. Don't forget me. I listen to you every day. Bye.
I love his message. Thanks, Sonia. I love his message. For more than one. So first of all, Sonia listens to me every day. I appreciate that. By the way, this is Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'm not making fun of Sonia. I love Sonia. She's amazing. She's has a place in New York. You can hear the New York accent, but she's got a place in Florida. She gets out of the cold. She's down in Florida now. Good for her. But here's what was funny to me. I could hear my show playing in the background of the message. Sonia got inspired, man. She was like, shit, I'm calling this brother right away. So Sonia, I will not forget you. You say we met when I was in New York, but hey, you know, the baby ain't mine. Okay. That's all I got to say. The baby's not mine. Oh goodness. Welcome back, everybody. Glad you guys are with me. The craziness of leftism in general just cracks me up. But man, it's wild out there. Ruth Bader, let me tell you what's about to make it even wilder. Ruth Bader Ginsburg broke three ribs. Y'all hear about that? Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about it maybe next hour. And then I was just discussing nationalism versus patriotism, and Macron saying patriotism is the exact opposite of nationalism. And then he goes on to say, nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism. He says, in saying our interests first, whatever happens to others, you erase the most precious thing a nation can have, that which makes it live, that which causes it to be great, and that which is most important, its moral values. What nonsense. That was what Macron said. Is Donald Trump is giving a tribute to the ending of World War One. And the fact that that country has its language and culture because of Americans. And he's going to decide, he's going to take a backhanded stab at the president. Are you kidding? Or you know what I'm talking about. Wrong metaphor. But he's going to try to stab the president in the back. And Donald Trump just dismissed him. Like, whatever. Anyway, as I was saying about the veterans and about us saving your butts, you French froggies, this is what's going on. This cracks me up. That guys like Macron want to get on the world stage and then try to upstage Donald Trump. Nationalism versus patriotism. Hey, I tell you what. You guys take the dictionary, rewrite it for yourselves, and you use it any way you want. But we're going to use it the way we want to use it. I am a nationalist, a proud nationalist. And if that, call it whatever you want. I know what it means. It means I care more about America than I care about the rest of the world because we are the reason that the rest of the world is what it is. When the rest of the world is going great, it is because America's going great. I don't know why God decided to put his grace mostly on this country. Why did he make us the 8 times more efficient than the average Chinese? You know, why did he put the amount of wealth into our hands? Why did he bestow all of these blessings upon us as a country? I don't have an answer, but I think I do. I'm not going to try to, you know, second guess God, but I think God has a mission for America. I think that's what our purpose is. I want you to imagine if Russia had the wealth that we had. I want you to imagine if China had it. I want you to imagine if Great Britain had it. It's Saudi Arabia, Kenya. I want to put this wealth in any other place in the world and tell me what are we doing. Yeah, scary thought, isn't it? Scary thought. Donald Trump bringing that wealth back to America is empowering us. You want to know why? Because we give. Because we have the only way of thinking that says we will help our enemy no matter what. We're the only people that do this. Oh, I know Britain and France and all, Europe thinks they think they do it. They think, oh, we help, we do. You know, Europe, man, they are so minuscule. They're a rounding error in our help. We help financially. Our people are on board. There's not a cause in the world that there's not a group of Americans supporting, even evil ones. Not a cause. And because we allow all that, I call it the sphere. It really is. Everything's encapsulated in it. There's not a place you can go on the sphere where wherever you have a point, there's an equal and opposite point in the other direction, anywhere on that sphere. And we take that, the good with the bad, because that's America. And that's why we will endure. That's why, you know, we have the Jews with the Arabs. All the time. That's why we have the blacks and the whites, the males and the females and the whole deal. And here's the thing. If we ever got rid of liberalism, leftism, Democrats, progressives, and we worked collectively, we would get the closest thing to God that would exist. That's why I'm telling you. That's why leftists will never let it happen. They know when we combine and when America says we are all collectively one, that is the closest you're going to get to a utopia in your life. And in fact, may very well be the prelude to heaven. And that's why the left will never let it happen. They will complain no matter what. Give me a scenario. I told people, you could tell black folks I'm going to give everybody that has one drop of black blood $1,000 free dollars, and there'll be millions of them going, why just $1,000? You know, what number? A million. Why just a million? A billion. Why just a billion? And on and on. There's no way you can satisfy leftists. No way. It doesn't happen. So we're having a discussion right now over nationalism versus patriotism. Really? So what's the discussion? Macron and many leftists believe that if you are a nationalist, if you are for America, you're against everybody else. I would ask you, are you for your children when they play softball, baseball, run track, swimming, whatever? Are you for your children? Are you a nationalist or are you a patriot? Because if you're a patriot, I guess you're for everybody, huh? You're for the world. I don't know how you cheer. I cheer for my kids. And I watch other kids. I watch the, you know, my son strike out some, you know, when he was playing baseball, he'd strike out a kid and the kid would cry. I feel sorry for that kid crying, but I'm proud as heck my kid struck him out. You get over it. That's life. Life is going to deal you strikeouts. I look at these as all lessons. Look, world, we're going to make you cry. America will make you cry. Not because we do something malicious, but because we are who we are. We believe in excellence. We want to, like I said, the safest thing you can count on in the world is the American spirit. It exists nowhere else in the world. I'm telling you, go to Britain, listen to how, watch how they live, watch how they think. They don't think like Americans. You could put 1,000 people in a room, give me one American, and I could ask a series of questions, and I could tell you who the American is based on their answers. I'm not talking about a leftist. I'm talking about a real American. I could tell you who the person is by how they answer the questions, because we think differently. That is the beauty of us. So having a discussion of nationalism versus popular or patriotism is ridiculous. I'm a proud nationalist. I want America to succeed over all countries. But here's the deal. If you're a country, whatever you may be, and you've got advantages over us, I don't know what it is. That's your job to find out and exploit it. Go for it. But don't be mad at us because we're exploiting our country. We're doing it the best. The thing that people don't understand is it was our immigration system that made America what it is. It was the fact that we were bringing these people in who brought all this multitude of ideas. And over 100+ years, a couple hundred years, we formed this country in this way of thinking that became the American spirit, that frontier. Everybody that came here with the idea of, man, shoot, it's a free-for-all. Get over there, stake out your land, stake out what it is you're good at, and people came over and were good at something. Now they come over, you don't have to be good at anything. Somebody wants to hand you something. Well, that something should be the opportunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday in the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Recounts and more recounts. Stacey Abrams, the Georgia gubernatorial candidate and radical leftist out of, Georgia. She has filed a new lawsuit. Yeah, she lost. And you know what the Democrats do? Here's what the thing is, when we lose, we're expected to, well, you lost it. I mean, come on, be high-minded about it. But when they lose, they file lawsuits. Suddenly, they've got, new ballots being found and so on and so forth. Arizona's doing a recount. And now the Democrat who lost is taking a larger lead over the Republican. I wonder where those ballots came from. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. In Texas, Beto O'Rourke lost, and now all the Twitter Democrats are, Beto 2020. Fine. Run Beto 2020. Run him. Run him against Trump. I mean, the more exposed that guy becomes, the exposed of his family and all the things that this guy's done, let's run him. Let's let these lawsuits play themselves out. Let's show that the Democrats vote illegals. The Democrats vote dead people. We have voter rolls. There's hardly a voter roll in any major city that is not well over 110%. Well over 112, 117%, meaning more people than votes. I mean, more votes than people alive. Not just registered to vote. More people registered to vote than are even alive in the city. That's how crazy it is. Now, when you figure you'll get a 50, 60% voter turnout, it gets even crazier. Because we have places where the voter turnout is larger than the number of people alive. But the Democrats, oh, no, there's no cheating going on here. That's all they are, is cheaters. Democrats will never play fair with you. Never. They'll talk a good game. Oh, you know, it'd be nice if you could get your kids some free education. But then they put their kids. Look, let me tell you guys a quick story. So I have some acquaintances, and they put their kids. They're a wealthy family, so they wanted to get their kids a leg up. And they're California types, former leftists, and they noticed that, you know, all the kids that did really well went to this one. There are schools that you can't get into. It sounds weird, but to get your kid into the right kindergarten, you got to go through hoops. The first through sixth grade, there are schools that are so exclusive. It's left for all the biggest stars and people like that. That's where their kids go to school. And so this couple was among those groups. They've written, you know, hit TV shows and things like this. So they wanted to get their kids into school. Well, in order to do this, they couldn't offend anybody. You offend anybody that's associated with that clique, and you couldn't get your kids in the school. So there was a guy, he's a creep, they called him the creepy guy. And he was a weirdo in the sense that they knew him to be a pedophile. The way he dealt with the kids, they were suspicious. And he was always like, you should have your daughter come stay over. You know, and they were like, never, it'll never happen. Well, one time they went over to the house. The daughter went to go change because she was going to swim, and the man followed her up, and something happened. They won't tell the story, but something happened to where they were like, we're done. And they never saw it, you know, never went to the guy's house again. The wife, she knew her husband's a pedophile. And that's just the Hollywood culture. But suddenly they found themselves on the outs at this prestigious school. Now they had gotten in. You got to understand. I'll have them tell the story one time, but they did everything they could to orchestrate to get in, and they couldn't offend a pedophile. They couldn't call him out, because if they did, their kid wouldn't get in. Then when they got in, they knew he was a pedophile. They couldn't call him out because they were afraid the kid would get kicked out. I will have these people on my show so they can tell the story. This is the way it works in Hollywood. This is the way it works in leftism. People afraid to speak out because they want to be with the in crowd. Let me tell you, there is no school that I would want my kid to go to where I wouldn't call out a dude who's a pedophile. There's no amount of threats that you could deal with me where I would be like, who cares? I wouldn't care to go to that school. But that's the type of environment these people are in. They don't want to lose that. The prestige of getting your child in that type of a school. Are you kidding me, Kevin? That's so prestigious. How could I do that? Anyway, that's off the recount. But because that's what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about people who don't want to lose. They want to stack the deck. These people want their kids in the best school because it stacks the deck against them and everybody else. But they'll tell you, oh, yeah, you should pay for that school system. Don't we need more money for the kids? Their kids are not going to go where your kids go. The elites it's already structured, folks, for their kids to get something over your kids. It doesn't matter what it is. They're going to have a better career. They're going to have the ease of access that you could never think. And this has nothing to do You want to know what it has to do with? It has to do with class. And are you part of the class that fits? And let me tell you, there's a part of status and class that supersedes politics. It supersedes it all. You will see leftists. You will see so-called conservatives all going for that. And the way you get in is you donate a crap load of money. Your kids get in. Political ideologies melt away. Everybody shakes hands with the secret handshake, and it's all over. And they carve up the world. They carve it up right before your very eyes. And then they, what's funny, I was talking about Tom Steyer earlier, billionaire, who gave $120 million to campaigns. $120 million. To influence what you think about nuttiness like climate change and blaming Donald Trump for voter suppression. If anybody wants black people voting now, it's Donald Trump. But Tom Steyer says, no, Donald Trump doesn't want black people to vote. He's a meanie, old meanie. Are you out of your mind? Donald Trump is feasting on the black vote right now. But they're going to keep it going because that's what leftists do. So they lose. They lost in Arizona. Let's recount. Miraculously, they're winning. They lose in Georgia. Oh, my goodness. Let's file a lawsuit. They lose in Florida. Oh, my goodness. Look at these new Broward County votes we didn't have. And they got some Florida election commission person who's not even behind the scenes trying to hide. She's a vowed Democrat who has cheated in elections before and hasn't gone to prison. Why? Because Democrats love their scoundrels. They need their scoundrels. That's the only way they win. I'll make you a deal. If you got rid of the Democrat machine in any city and you ran Republicans, the Republicans would win. Cities would become Republican overnight. It's not rocket science here. Democrats can't win unless they cheat. They can't win at life unless they cheat. They don't give their spoiled snowflake children a leg up. You would crush them. You'd crush them. I told people all the time, give me that kid that will deal drugs on the street and risk his life and risk prison, and he will wipe out the snowflake generation. I'll wipe him out in less than 2 years. Give me four. You wouldn't even know the term. We have the most competitive society on the planet with these kids that people throw away, including conservatives. Conservatives throw them away. So you got people in Florida complaining about non-citizens' votes being tossed out because they're going through going, what do you mean? You got 1,500 votes here from Pedro from Guatemala and his family. People aren't supposed to be voting. But why do you think California is never going to go back to being red? They don't even worry about it. We're concerned about Texas. We're concerned about Florida. You know why California's never going to go red? Because they have made it to where it never – let's give everybody a driver's license. Let's make it to where nobody challenges. One of my friends voted in California and says, I don't even get – they don't ask me for ID. I just handed a voter registration card. They don't even ask for my ID. I went, you're kidding. God is my witness. Get out of here. Nope. Just go in and here's my card. So guess what? Illegals have zero fear. Zero. They just go in and they vote. And who do you think they're voting for? Think they're voting for our side? And this, folks, it has gotten crazy. And we've allowed it to get crazy. And this is, it always bugs me because this is what I come back to. What are you willing to allow? What are you willing to take? Trust me when I tell you, enough has happened for you to want to fight for your kids. I just hope you will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.